cybersecurity. I'm CJ Jackson, and this is the Business Review.
How do you protect yourself ethically in this virtual world, right? Because it's a very different place than what we see in the physical world. You know, and many of you, right, living on Facebook and this other pieces of social media, what are you going to do to protect yourself? Is there going to be different ethical standards?
Information security expert Brian Palma poses some sober questions about ethical boundaries in the cyber world. Just who is responsible for protecting your privacy online? Palma says it's all up to you.
I think you've got to be a smart, you know, consumer. And the facts are, to date, people really don't seem to care. So they're continuing to do this. I think there will be a tipping point.
Individuals who have only known a digital environment aren't as reluctant to share personal information. Palma calls this new generation, who are hooked on mobile phones, Google accounts, and Facebook, digital natives.
What is Google and Facebook? What are these folks grabbing of your personal information? And I'll tell you, it will stop you. I mean, there's a reason that ads come up that you're interested in, and what's going on and the amount of information that they're grabbing on people. But again, the digital natives, they just don't care. They put everything up there.
Palma says these consumers will not pay for more security on their cell phones and iPads. And yet, lack of privacy comes at a very high price. They leave themselves exposed to companies that will continue to exploit their lack of prudence. The Business Review is a production of KWBU and the Handkammer School of Business at Baylor University. You can access this segment at baylor.edu/business.